Episode 2636, Search for Questions, Not Answers.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. I hope you're off to a fabulous start to your week. It's Inspiration Motivation Day. And you know what? Sometimes we need that extra pick-me-up in the middle of the mess that we're in. So rise and shine. Search for questions, not answers. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Just because you know something does not mean your dreams will come true. Search for questions, not answers, and go far. Think about this. How many times have you leaned on what you know? At work? When you're sick? Test at school? Parenting skills, communication with the spouse. Maybe it's even going and making sure you have enough money in your pocket and you can calculate things, right? You're always in search of answers. It's like we live for answers. Think about the ACT or the SAT, the MCAT, the LSAT, all of those things that require us to have an answer. But why not rely on answers if that leads you to your dreams and goals? Well, for obvious reasons, because you don't go beyond what you know, which secretly places limitations on how far you will thrive. So you've got to search for questions, not answers, because it allows you to dig deeper into what you want in your life. Living only on the surface restricts what you can do. I remember in high school, we had to choose all these crazy classes. And I'm a little bit different because I have moved all over the place, right? I've had, some 32 homes. It's ridiculous. And with that, I also graduated high school in Hawaii. And being from Hawaii, it's very different on how they do school. And so when I was in high school there, I transferred there my freshman year. And you know what it's like to pick out the classes and what you want to, you know, do and be and all the options. And I was really great at picking out my extracurricular activities. I knew exactly what I wanted to do. But when it came to every normal class, I was like, okay, well, what's next? And I would just kind of follow along. Okay, well, I've already got my Algebra 1 done. That was done real early. So we're going to hit it with Geometry and Algebra 2 and Trigonometry and Calculus. I mean, it was like boom, boom, boom. And you just kind of follow a path that somebody already set up because they said, well, this is the math and this is the order you do it in. This is science. This is the order you do it in. This is English. This is the order that you do it in. But then there's typing. Do you remember the old typewriters? Mm-hmm. Yes. That dates me just a little bit, to the point where we had to use those little strips and you could put it over it and then retype it. And it was like, oh, magic. And then liquid paper, liquid whiteout. Do you remember that? Oh my goodness, the awful smell ever. Well, I took typing in middle school, but I definitely took it in high school because I wanted to make sure I could type fast. My father was a fast typer. I mean, he could go lickety-split. And really, it's a good thing because I do a lot of writing, which means a lot of typing. But when I was learning, it was interesting because I also play piano. And when you think about the keyboard, and if you're not familiar with it, pull it up on your phone. You can do this while you listen. And you look at the keyboard and you know how you're supposed to rest your index finger on the J and the F. So for the right hand, it's the J. For the left hand, it's the F. And then that's kind of like your center, your foundation. And then from there, you reach up, down, out, and about. And one key that I never liked besides the numbers, because I was like, I got to stretch too far. It was just weird, uncomfortable. I didn't have to stretch that far when I played the piano. But typing, oh yes, I did. But it was the letter Q. And it reminded me, what letter is right underneath it? A. A for answers. Q for questions. It's easy to always go after the answers. Why? Because That's what you're searching for. So you leave everything else behind. And yes, sometimes your dreams. But when you search for questions, you get out of that comfort zone. You have to stretch. That little pinky of yours has to reach up and over just a tad bit to hit it just right, right dead in the center. And you got to work it, because if you notice, your pinky finger is not a strong finger. It's not like your index or your thumb. And it makes it more challenging. If you're a dreamer, which I suspect that you are, then your dreams become weakened by only as far as your eyes can see. Who wants to stay on Earth when you can go to the moon? Is that really what you want, is to stay where you are? Or are you willing to travel? Are you willing to stretch that pinky? Are you willing to go to the moon? You got to search for questions, not answers, and go far. So today, I want you to think about where you're settling. Where are you just hanging out? Where are you just looking for those answers? 2 + 2 = 4. You already know that. But if you have to sit here and come up with this algebraic equation, then actually put it into a diagram form, and then you're going to use cosine and sine, and oh my goodness, now I was doing all of that a long time ago. I know none of it now. Would you be willing to learn? Would you be willing to search for more questions? Well, I don't understand this, but I got this. So how can I get this part of the puzzle? Sometimes we're searching for all the wrong things. We want what's right in front of us. But that doesn't lead you to your dreams, and it definitely doesn't get you to your goals. You have to be willing to search for questions, not answers, and go far. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.